Yes, Lord.
Oh, my mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my love. Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. True mercy, true grace, and above all, his love and kindness towards us. It has rewritten our life. Amen. Once we were lost, blind, oh, but mercy came looking for us. Grace has made us what we are today. So we thank the Lord. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our dear Lord, we thank you for your mercies that endureth in all things, Lord, that has made us what we are today. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give all the glory to you this morning. Father, we are thanking you for the week that has gone. Oh, how through that same mercy, grace, your protection, God, has seen us through all our endeavors, Lord. We bless your name this morning, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you again, Lord, for many mercies you have given to us from our various homes this morning. Oh, we thank you that you've gathered us together. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Lord Jesus. Father, we have come, O God, oh, with all reverence, because we know who you are. We've come with obedience, with humility, Lord, with a broken spirit, a contrite heart, Lord. Father, we've come with all this to ask our sacrifice, Lord, as we place ourselves before you, Lord, that you have your own way with us, Lord, this day, your God. And Father, we want to commit the Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands upstairs and here. Father, we pray you are the teacher. Teach us through your word, O God, as we commit your word once again into your hands, as we read, bless it, O God, and minister them, Lord Jesus, unto our hearts. We ask this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you. May we be seated. Oh, keep standing for a moment. Let's turn to Revelation 5. Let's read only the first verse. We are still on the bridge, getting ready to getting ourselves prepared for the opening of the seals. So let's read Revelation 5:1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, give us the image, please. Yeah, what we just read. He said, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with 7 seals, as we see the image here. Amen. Just a type of it. Praise the Lord. And we could see that if a book like this had been sealed with 7 seals, then it's something really very, very, the content is something very, very important. Amen. And that's what the prophet said. It was the book of redemption. The book of redemption. So let's keep on reading verse 2. And he said, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Verse 3, and no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Amen. Serious. John saw the book in the hands of the ones who sat upon the throne, and there was a voice that was proclaiming that who is worthy Who is worthy to open the book that is in the hands of him that sat on the throne? And he said, there was no one, no man in heaven, neither under the earth, nor on the earth here, was worthy. Verse 4. So for that reason, John, and I wept much because no man was found worthy to open, to read the book, neither to look thereon. See? John wept. Really wept. It shows that something was going through the fingers. Something really very important was getting through the fingers. Amen. That's the way. If every Christian will not allow this redeeming grace to pass through his fingers, will be burdened. Praise the Lord. See that John was really burdened in the heart because something was passing away. Amen. That's the way how we got to be also, to be burdened in our hearts when we really see that this is a redeeming grace, the message of the hour. Amen. Verse 5, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Verse 6, one of these days we will just go through verse 6. Praise the Lord. Just as a message. Amen. And verse 7 said, and he came and looked and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Praise the Lord. Let's stop it here. So, the prophet preached us the last time we were talking on it. The prophet, he preached a message and titled it, The Breach Between the Seven Church Ages and the Seven Seals. And from the title, you could just understand somehow what it really means. That's the breach between the seven church ages and the seven seals. That's what we are on now. So when you take your Bible, you see that, open to the book of Revelation, you see that the first three chapters were the messages given to John to be sent to what? The seven churches in Asia Minor. Amen. That's the first three chapters. And then comes the chapter 4 and chapter 5. And then chapter 6 is when the seals were broken. Praise the Lord. So between the church ages and the seals, we have chapters 4 and 5. And that's what the prophet preached on that as the breach. Amen. So, between these two great teachings, that's what the prophet called the breach. And when we go to Revelation chapter 4, now we see that John saw someone seated on a throne with the book sealed with seven seals. Amen. We've just read that. And now coming to, let's go back to Revelation 4. It said, after these things, what was that? You know, before chapter 4 is the message to the church ages. Praise the Lord. You know, John was on the island of Patmos, the isle of Patmos, to receive the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we read it that I said, I was in the spirit in the Lord's day. And then I heard a great voice behind me like unto a trumpet. That was Jesus come to give a message to the seven church ages through John. So when after chapter three, you go to chapter four, he said, after these things, that after he had received the message to the seven church ages, he said, after these things, then he said, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be thereafter. Amen. And verse 2, you see it again. He said, immediately I was in the spirit. Amen. Amen. So, brother, in everything, it has to go by the spirit. To receive something is through the spirit. To do something for the Lord is through the spirit. Without the spirit, my brother, it becomes what? Man doing something. Amen. So here also, you see, I was immediately in the spirit. It takes to be in the spirit to receive the word of God. Amen. So, from verse 4, I was in the spirit. That's where now we come to verse 5, when he said, I saw in the right hand of one sat upon the throne with what? A book sealed with the seven seals. Now, the prophet said, it is a mysterious book. Amen. It is a mysterious book. Give us the image, please. It is a mysterious book. It's a book of redemption. Amen. And now we know that this book of redemption will not be thoroughly understood. Brethren, let's follow it closely. Amen. Let us not be distracted. Amen. He said, this book of redemption will not be thoroughly understood. This book. Amen. Why? Because even when the seals were broken, what we will go on that, we'll go on to the seals. When the seals were broken, what John saw, they were all in symbols. Amen. Let me read something from the prophet here. He said, John wrote what he saw. When the seals were broken, John wrote what he saw. The Lamb was breaking the seals, and God still wasn't going to reveal it. These seals were broken. So when we come to the seals proper, when the first seal was broken, what John saw was a white horse. Amen. And one seated on the white horse, and a bow was given to him without arrow, a bow. And he went out to conquer and to conquer and to conquer. That everything was in symbols. Amen. Someone seated on a white horse with a bow. And he said, later, a crown was given to him. That's all what John saw and wrote them. So take notice of that. The prophet said, now, we had symbols and have been probed and done and have done some very good sometimes, but that is supposed to end at the church age or the church at the end, just before the rapture. Praise the Lord. Take notice of that also. All what John saw and wrote, a white horse. someone on the white horse with a bow and went on to conquer and conquering. And later a crown was given to him. That's all what John saw and wrote. Praise the Lord. And this is what the prophet is saying. Many people have tried to what? Probed upon it. Tried to bring out the meaning, which has never been able. No one would be able. Praise the Lord. Because it is written in his word that these things will be revealed at the end time, when the seventh angel begins to what? To sound. So here that the prophet is saying that all the probing people have probed upon, especially our brothers in the Adventists, the Seventh-day Adventists, they did a lot on that. Praise the Lord. The white horse rider, they said it was the Holy Ghost that went out to conquer. See, but it will never line with the word. Praise the Lord. See, many people try to what? To figure out. This is the meaning of what? The white horse rider, the bow, and the distance. Even some of them, the meaning they gave, they brought in arrow. The SDS, for instance, they brought in the arrow that with the bow, he shot arrows into the heart of people. Cupid. See? And then he sent a love of God into their hearts. And see, look at that kind of meaning, you see. So that's what the prophet is saying, that it has been probed upon. People try to want to bring, unveil, but it won't work. It has to take the word of God. That in the end time, all these symbols that John saw and wrote, they will be revealed. Amen. And the prophet said that will be done before the rapture. Amen. And so today, my brother, if you believe that those seals have been revealed, then you know the next thing. See, we are in a borrowed time, brethren. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are really in a borrowed time. Because these seals have been already what? Been revealed. And we will be coming on that up to where it comes to the part of the church. Amen. Oh, we are going to learn something. Praise the Lord. So, now let's listen to the prophet here. Now, you see, I'm just not making that up. The prophet said, I'm not just making that up. It's thus saith the Lord. No one can reveal it. It has to be just according to what? The word of God. Amen. So the prophet said, I'm not just making that up. It is thus saith the Lord. And I will read it to you out of the book. He said, the sounding of the seventh angel's message, the mystery of God should be finished. That's been declared by the holy prophets. Amen. Amen. So any other interpretation, my brother, my sister, it will not what? Fit. That's the prophets who had written the word at the sounding of the seventh church age, the last church age, all the loose ends that through the ages, through the church ages have been probed at, will be what? Winded up together. Amen. So, you could see that during Luther's time, during Wesley's time, they were holding on to the same word, but, see, it wasn't complete. The word wasn't complete during Luther's time and during what? Wesley's time. Praise the Lord. But that was the Holy Ghost for that time. So as many that listened to Martin Luther at that time, is the Holy Ghost at that time. Those who listened to Wesley in his day, that was the Holy Ghost for them at that time. And now we've come to another age. Praise the Lord. And this is the time all the loose ends will be what? Will be winded up together for the fullness of the word to be received. Amen. So the prophet went on. They said, the seals are broken and the mystery is revealed. Amen. So first, the seals will be broken. As Jesus broke the seals, that's what John saw and wrote. Amen. But the mystery has to be what? Revealed. Amen. He said, now notice the seven seals holds the mystery of the book. The seven seals, all these seven seals, they hold the mystery of the book. Until we can see what the seven seals had sealed in, we are only presuming them things. Because as I've told you this morning, upon my little message this morning of God hiding in simplicity. You know, before the seals, before even he preached the breach, the message the prophet preached was God hiding in simplicity. And then he preached the breach and then the seals. God hiding in simplicity. So you could see that when even Jesus came on earth here, he came in that kind of, that form of simplicity till it went over the head of what? Many people. It went over the head of many people. They could not just imagine that man in that simplicity could be the Messiah. The leaders of the church in that day, they couldn't recognize it because of the simplicity he came in. My brother, that's the work of God. God works in simplicity. So it is in this our time. How would someone imagine William Branham? We uneducated could be the prophet sent to this our age. Look, I'm giving you a testimony. Myself, when I came to this message first time, my brother gave me message books. I will read and I'll be correcting the English. I say, but what is this? All these tenses and everything just mixed up like this. So it never enthused me to read, because how could my brother be following someone who cannot even put one sentence correct? You see, that was how I saw it the first time. But is God what? Hiding in simplicity. And if you don't take care, it go over your head. So even in this age, is the same thing, God working in simplicity. Amen. So, he said, we are sure to miss these things unless it is absolutely, genuinely revealed by the Holy Spirit and vindicated the same. Amen. All other interpretations trying to say something about the horse riders and all what it goes along with, my brother, they'll be probing, they'll be presuming. That is not the answer. The answer had to come from, according to the word of God, the seventh messenger. When he starts to sound, all the mysteries of God will be finished. And thank God we have found our, God has shown us, not we found it, God has shown us the way to the mystery of the time that we are living in. Amen. He said, these seven seals has the book sealed. The book is absolutely sealed. Do you see it? That's what the prophet said. Do you see it? The book is absolutely sealed book. Until the seven seals is broken, it is sealed up with seven seals. That means no one can what? Know the meaning. Amen. It has to take who it has been given to unveil. To give us the revelation of this. Amen. I have only 2 minutes. Now, remember, the prophet says, remember no man. So let's read that one and close. Now, remember, no man in heaven, no man in the earth, pope, bishop, cardinal, state presbyter, or whoever he is, can break the seals or reveal the book that the lamp is in the hand of the lamp. The book, but the lamp. And we have probed and presumed and stumbled and wandered. That's the reason we are in such a confusion. Amen. Everybody trying to what? Find what? The meaning to it. The prophet said that's why we are in the confusion we are in today. Amen. That's why we have what? Many, many doctrines, many, many what? Teachings. And even if you take only one of them, baptism, look at what? The different ways. Whereas the Bible says there is only one baptism. But now look at what we have. Praise the Lord. Everyone trying to what? To bring a revelation of what he believes to be. And that has brought the confusion, as the prophet said. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, the Lord, you found us, O God, oh, to be your sons in this our time, Lord. That, Father, we've got grace, Lord, before you to receive this revelation. We thank you, we bless you. The Lord, you have lifted us above this confusion. We thank you for all that you have done for us, Lord. We thank you for the prophet you've sent to our age. We thank you for the revelation we are holding on to. We bless your wonderful name. Father, we want to commit the rest of our activities into your hands. As the song leader and the musicians come, Father, we commit them into your hands, Lord. We pray that, O God, oh, you, the Holy Spirit, Lord, overshadow them, O God, that we will sing the songs of Zion this morning to create a right atmosphere for your word, O God. We thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.